Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you had a good day. I hope you had a good night. I hope your bracket is okay. It probably isn't. We're just getting started. We got a lot to do. You're here at the beginning of the show. This is when we start, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to our producer holding it down, David Shepard, holding it down in New York City. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the tears, the stupid decisions, the stupid coaches, the brackets. We're going to talk March Madness over the next 4 hours. Yes, we will. And there's also still plenty going on in the world of sports. It was only a few hours ago that we learned that Michael Jordan is ready to, I don't want to say quit. You ain't quitting nothing when you're making money. Michael Jordan is ready to say sayonara as the majority owner of the Charlotte Hornets. And so we'll get into Jordan. We'll talk about Morant and when the hell he's coming back. Rick Pitino, I guess he wants to coach until he's 80. Lonzo Ball has a knee injury that's going to require surgery again, probably. We learn that Edwin Diaz is going to be out for the season unless there's some type of miracle. So we'll talk about WBC. And it's been a busy day. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to run through. I'm on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call up here, of which we take, I don't even know how many calls a night, a lot, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we do anything, super producer and host Dave Shepard is back. Dave, how are you, man? You smooth?
They're always smooth. Always great to be with you, my friend. I didn't start any team chants on any transportation, but nonetheless, wonderful to be with you, JR. How are you?
You didn't do what? I didn't get it. What?
Start any chants about sports teams on any subways.
Oh. That's a reference to yesterday. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's fine. And you could. That's fine. We got a lot of teams that you might want to chant for. We got a lot of teams that you might want to boo. I would say that the majority of sports fans in America today watch basketball. I don't know how productive work was. I don't know if the GDP fell. I have no idea. But there were a lot of folks watching basketball, as was I. And we've had a lot of games, a lot of matches go down today. We've even seen some upsets. The first game on the docket that I really paid attention to, and I even shared this on social media, this was one of those what the hell is going on games. Virginia lost to Furman? I had to Google where Furman was. It's right up the road from me in South Carolina, right up 85 from Atlanta. I had to find out where Furman was. They lost. Virginia did 68-67. Princeton also upset Arizona 59-55. And yeah, there have been a lot of brackets that have been busted. I think I saw a tweet from one of these number crunchers who said that now less than 1% of brackets are perfect. And I'm like, what's What the hell is less than 1%? I don't even know what the hell that is. How many people is that? But Virginia basically took the cake. Like, Virginia won a national championship a few years ago, and they over here stinking up the joint at the end of a game. A young man by the name of Kihei Clark, who was on that national championship team. Virginia has the game in the bag. They're trying to burn out the clock. He was trapped into a double team on the baseline. And instead of calling a timeout, which they had, maybe passing the ball just right across the baseline, which he could have, he wanted to just throw it down the court. And yeah, sure, we'll just run out of time that way. Except for Virginia caught the damn ball, and they were able to get up a three-point shot. J.P. Pegues knocked it down, and that was all she wrote. I want you to listen to this stupid-ass turnover in this game-winning three. This has been the defining moment for March Madness for me so far. Listen to this, courtesy of Westwood One.
Bounces back to Clark, 10 seconds. He is double. Slap that. Prayer pass. Picked off by Heed. 5 seconds. Pegues, right wing for the win. Yes! 2.2. And timeout, Virginia. A right wing three by J.P. Pegues. After the team that never turns it over gives it away. And it's 68-67 Furman.
Yeah, the team that never turns it over gives it away. The next thing you know, these guys from Virginia, they're crying all over the place. Their parents are crying. People are making prayers up in the stands. This is it's quite a scene. And shout outs to J.P. What's his name? Pegues?
You are correct.
We'll never hear this guy ever again after next week.
You are correct.
Congratulations, J.P. Pegues. By the way, he sucked from downtown today, except for he made that game-winning three, and he deserves a nice pat on the back for it. Good job, J.P. Pegues. Let's see what happens next for Furman as they take on San Diego State, who beat Charleston 63-57. And we're going to get into Tony Bennett of Virginia. I don't know what the hell goes on with the Cavaliers. They win a championship, they lose. They win a championship, they can't get back into the tournament. They win a championship a few years later, now they can't even knock off a team in Furman. It must sucks to be a Virginia fan. And a matter of fact, even Furman, they could not understand what the hell took place tonight. One of their own players, Jalen Slauson, they're walking into the locker room. They're walking into Furman's locker room, and you could hear him. This is backstage video. He's like, man, he just threw the ball away. Take a listen to this.
Wait, he just freaking threw the ball.
This thing going on.
Yeah, he just freaking threw. Nobody could understand why. You might as well have just handed the ball over and said, here, take a game-winning three. See if you can knock it down. It was that damn easy. I'm going to remember that Virginia loss to Furman for a long time. And then around the same time this afternoon, I was rooting for an HBCU. I knew it wasn't going to happen. But I watched Kansas beat down Howard 96-68. Howard hung in there for the first half. And as most good teams do, Kansas started to put their foot on the gas and they ran away from Howard. And they did this without their long-time head coach in Bill Self. We know that this man had a stent put in. He has blockages in his chest. You're trying to keep this man alive. You're trying to keep the stress levels low. We don't know when he's going to coach or how often he will. And so Norm Roberts was still running the show here for Kansas. And that 96 points, the most points scored in an opener by a defending champ since the Gators in 2007. Must I remind you, Kansas, the Jayhawks are trying to go back-to-back. The last team to do that were those same Gators. The interim head coach, holding it down, Norm Roberts, formerly of St. John's. He's real high on what took place, real, especially Kevin McCullers.
Everything about how Kevin plays to win. He does all the little things, be it cutting to the basket, be it offensive rebounding, making the extra pass, and then he's a terrific defender. Kevin would be, if you put a quote by him, he's a winner. He's a winning player. He makes winning plays all the time, and it's not always making a basket. He makes winning plays.
Aw. I hope he has – Shep, do you think he has some tea after the game?
Probably not. After 90-plus points, he's probably having Gatorade to replenish and get those phytochemicals back in his body.
Nah, that voice, man, like, you just whooped up on Howard. His voice is done. I hope he had some tea. Tea, Ricola, I don't know, some steam.
JR, he's not in the Doc Rivers territory yet.
Well, it sounds like he's on his way. Shoot. Kansas beating up on Howard. Hey, shout-outs to all my folks out in D.C. at the Mecca. Shout-outs to the Bison. They had some pretty cool uniforms on as well. But Howard, I don't want to say they stood no chance, but they basically stood no chance up against Kansas. Had another early game, Maryland. They went out there and beat West Virginia, held on 67-65. Maryland is going to take on Alabama next, who beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I didn't know they had a Texas A&M in Corpus Christi until the first four games, and Alabama smoked them 96-75. We'll get into a little bit more detail about Alabama in a little while. But Kevin Willard, the head coach here for Maryland, walking away beating West Virginia. He talked about balance after this close victory.
Our scoring has been pretty balanced all year. And I think this is a team that understands that if one guy's not playing well, you know, okay, let's step up and give that guy some help. And I think that's I thought Hakeem and I thought Don Carey, you know, Don Carey's leadership in the huddles, especially early on, was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the part that sucks about the tournament. You either gonna get loved or you gonna be hated. You either gonna cry for a few days, you might get caught on television crying, or you might be elevated. Let's face it, let's really think about this. There are 68 teams in March Madness. There's only going to be one winner. That's a lot of tears. If you live somewhere, and maybe you are, maybe you're not, if you're somewhere right now that is experiencing a drought, call up some of these students. Because after every one of these games, especially the close ones, the upsets, the ass whoopings, they're crying their eyes out. Can't blame them. A lot of these student athletes will never, ever pick up a ball at this high of a level again with this much attention. This is it. All these dudes ain't going into the NBA. All these players ain't going to play in Europe. They're gonna end up here with you and me. Watching sports, absorbing sports, not on CBS, not on TNT and Turner and True TV. I don't know where True TV is, but yeah, sure. And so when you're Virginia, yeah, based on this ass whooping, they'll be back. Probably won a championship in a few years, and then they'll choke again after that. Howard University, hopefully this is something they can build off of, getting smacked by the defending champions, Kansas. Maryland and West Virginia typically in the mix. Maybe Mr. Huggins, better luck next year, probably not. And then there was even another beatdown. The smart kids beat Arizona. Princeton upset Arizona 59-55. 59-55. This is the first time Princeton won a game in the tournament in 25 years. and they blazed Arizona at the end of the game. Scored the final 9 points, held the Wildcats scoreless over the final 4 minutes, plus 59-55. I want you to hear this. This is Mitch Henderson, the smart man head coach from Princeton. He talked about all the emotions after the upset. Listen to an intellectual tell you.
We were down the whole game. That was awesome. I thought it was going to be improbable. And they're so good, Arizona. I'm just so proud of Tosin and his teammates.
Good. It didn't just stop there. He said this was a special win for all of our smart folks. He told this to Westwood One as well. Oh, he's so smart, he said it in a sign language. Anyway, let's see how long Princeton can hang on here in the tournament. Probably not long. And this is what I just enjoy as a spectator. Everybody gets ridiculously invested into their team. And then you blink, and then that team is now eliminated. I'm rooted in reality. I know who the top teams are. I know the teams who are capable of an upset. And I don't get emotionally involved or attached. I don't have any money down in the game. I don't have a brother, uncle, son, brother, cousin playing basketball in the tournament. I'm just here for the games. I'm here for the entertainment. I might sound like a jerk. I'm here for the upsets. I'm here for the tears. It was a cheerleader crying her eyes out this evening. I had to go, well, damn, what's she crying about? Maybe I'm cold-blooded, probably. But I enjoy the basketball and all of the stories that come with it. Congratulations to Furman beating Virginia. Congratulations to those smart dudes at Princeton of the Ivy League beating Arizona. Much love to Howard for at least hanging in there for a half against Kansas. And then you got Maryland, who beat West Virginia. We got so many more games to talk about. We got a lot of games going on right now. UCLA smacking up UNC Asheville. They just got started. UCLA is winning 9-0. We got a lot to do. A matter of fact, I'm going to open up the phone lines to get your initial thoughts here on the tournament. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about another game. More specifically, I'm going to tell you about an individual. This is first year as a head coach, taking over for a legend. And he won his first tourney game. It's John Shire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's March, and the madness is just flowing through everybody's veins. We have already seen some upsets. Princeton knocking off Arizona. Virginia losing to Furman. And then we've seen some expected blowouts. Kansas smacking up Howard, a close one between Maryland and West Virginia, that was expected. Maryland coming out on top. And then in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about another beatdown, and that's Duke beating Oral Roberts, who I had to go ahead and try to find on a map, even though every time they play, I look them up on a map. I can never remember. We're going to talk about Duke momentarily. Let's hit the phones. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois and let's talk to Vlad. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Vlad, what's up?
What's going on, Mr. JR?
How are you?
Hey, man. I want to say shout out to that Clark guy for throwing it out, man. I really appreciate him for having Furman go far in the first round, man. I need to have a perfect record so far.
Kihei Clark from Virginia, who turned the ball over?
Yeah, I want to say shout out to him.
What, you put money down? Or you had Furman winning?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay, all right. Congratulations.
I have a perfect bracket so far. Thanks to your company, CBS, I got a perfect bracket.
So you are one of the less than 1% of people in America who have a perfect bracket?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, if you don't mind me asking, how much money you put down? How much you trying to win here?
A lot. A lot. That's all I can say.
Okay. You're in like an office pool, a friend pool? What'd you do?
It's a huge family kind of pool.
Oh, huge family kind of pool.
Like
okay.
A huge. Not just like, you know, a medium, a huge.
Okay. I won't.
I got 12 uncles, so it's huge.
12 uncles?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, damn. Damn, there's nothing else to say from there. Okay.
Yeah, tell me about it. But thanks, JR. I'm gonna keep listening, bro. I'm gonna watch this Houston game, see if they win or not. I need them to win tonight. I need to stay perfect.
Good luck, Vlad. A JR Sport Brief hoodie coming soon. Okay.
Damn right. See you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. Yeah, he's been asking me. I gotta get the store together. It's coming. Don't worry about it. Hey, Shep, did you fill out a bracket?
No.
Damn, that
Did
was
you?
You got to it quick. No, I ain't fill out no bracket.
Exactly, you get it. You get the sentiment.
People been asking me to fill out brackets since the beginning of time. I got no desire to fill out a bracket. I'm not putting any money in. I'm not being in the pool. I don't want to fill out multiple brackets. I'm not giving anybody money. What are the odds that I win money? Low.
They're slim to none.
Yeah, what are the odds that I lose money? High.
A lot more frequent.
Yeah, what the hell am I doing this for? I'd rather sit down and just enjoy the basketball. I mean, okay, fine. Vlad from Illinois has a perfect bracket up until now. He's one of the few people who chose Furman to upset Virginia. Maybe he's been following recent trends. When you look at Virginia and the Cavaliers and their losses here under Bill Self, it's either they're going all the way, or they're just going to get smacked out of the first round. So maybe Vlad knows a whole lot more than all of us. And then you have other games where it's like, why do I even want to bother? I did not watch a minute. I did not watch a second of Duke and Oral Roberts. Duke won 74-51. I don't know what game I was watching, but, you know, they always have a million scores on the screen. And it's like Duke was leading the whole way. There was nothing in me that said, oh, my God, let me check in on the game. No interest. They beat him by 23 points. It was non-competitive. I mean, one of Duke's best players, Kyle Filipowski, only had 6 points. Guard Jeremy Roach, he put up 23. And then Duke will actually go on and take on the winner of Tennessee, the Volunteers, and the Raging Cajuns. And right now, Tennessee leads that game 30-19. Duke will take on that winner. That'll be on Saturday. A matter of fact, let's listen to the, I can still call him new. Let's listen to the first year head coach of Duke, John Shire. He spoke after the game and he just loves his folks. Listen to this.
I credit the preparation, the focus that these guys have had, and the will to want to stop somebody. I think there's a competitiveness there that you either have or you don't, and these guys have it. And as far as number two goes, you know, we'll see who we play, but I want us to be who we are. You know, continue to keep our identity, defend, share it, rebound, and that's what's most important to me. We have to continue to be who we are.
Okay, all right. Here we go again with the Duke stuff. Yeah, just more Duke stuff. Like, you were playing Oral Roberts. Nobody knows where they at. I know they're in Oklahoma. I couldn't tell you where. I looked it up earlier today. I already forgot. No offense to the wonderful people in Oklahoma listening. I don't know where they at. I don't know one player on Oral Roberts. I don't know these guys. I know Duke. unfortunately, I wish Duke would go away. It's like even after Coach K, you got to give John Shire credit. He's been sitting next to him for so many years, and Coach K is gone. I'm sure there's some Star Wars stuff going on where Coach K is the Yoda in the background, and Shire goes out and coaches the team. And for a squad that's back in a tournament, just won the first round, he's already doing better than Duke last year. Coach K had to exit out the building, getting his ass whooped by North Carolina. And guess who's also not here? North Carolina. It's actually nice to have a new or different version of the tournament. There's no Boeheim. There's no Coach K, more wins than anybody in college basketball history. There's no Jay Wright here. And none of these old dudes is here. Speaking of the old dude, let's take a listen to Coach K. He talked about his young Padawan or a John Shire. He said, this man is he's not a follower, even though he followed me around, but he's a leader.
John and I have talked about not using the word follow, you know, because he's not following anybody. He's setting his own course. And I think that's how he's done this year. And, you know, he was a national champion as a player, a 2,000-point scorer here. He's won as an assistant coach a national championship, an ACC championship. But he was not the leader. And when you're the leader and you go up on that stage and you're accepting that trophy, when he did that, I felt chills for him because there's no feeling like that. This is my, you know, this is my team.
Yeah.
When you're the head coach, you can use that one time, the singular pronoun, my team.
Oh, that was Coach K on Sirius XM. And he was talking about John Shire winning the ACC championship. And good for him. Is he going to win the whole damn thing? I don't know about that. I think you gotta crawl before you walk. But we're in such a different era now when it comes down to college basketball. I can't think that Duke is going to be some overwhelming powerhouse. I think it's impossible to even think about following the legacy of Coach K. This man ain't going to be coaching until he's damn near 70. That ain't happening. Let's see how long Shire sticks around, and let's see how much success he can have. College basketball is changing. I don't even think any of these coaches will have a stranglehold because they're not going to be able to win as much. They're not going to win multiple and multiple and multiple and multiple championships. It's about talent. That's the funny thing. All of these coaches up and down, they crow about how hard their players play. And the dedication, and the rebounding, and the smart decisions. You ain't winning if you don't have talent. I don't care what level of basketball it is. And so we can share niceties about the players, whether they're winners or losers. Half these damn coaches aren't worth a thing if they don't have the talent to go out there and execute. And so I will tell you this, 2023, no Coach K, no Boeheim, no Roy Williams. No Jay Wright. It's nice to see some of the younger guys get a chance. It's always nice for a change. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey Marco, did you fill out a bracket at all?
I didn't. This is like 2 or 3 years in a row that I haven't done it.
What happened? Why?
You know what? I think it's just the schedule. I don't fill it out unless I have money on the line. That's just the way I am. So I haven't had a chance to get into a pool or bracket in the last couple of years. So I haven't filled one out because I did that once, I think years ago, and I did really well. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? If I'm not going to have money in it, then why am I going to tease myself either being an idiot or being really smart? It seems silly. Yeah,
I understand. I ain't putting money down on it. And, I haven't filled out a bracket. I don't know. Maybe once in the past 10 years.
So. Really?
Yeah. I don't care. I want to watch the basketball. I don't care. I feel like most times if I'm going to fill out a bracket, then I ain't winning nothing.
This is true, and I also, when you do fill out a bracket, you watch it differently. It's just like anything else. When you bet on a game, you watch it differently. You're going to have different eyes because you're looking for something that you want. So instead of enjoying the upset, you're pissed off because that was your team that you had in the Elite Eight. So it's a different vibe when you just sit back and watch as opposed to when you have the bracket and when you got money on it.
Yeah, I don't trust these damn kids, man. I don't trust them. One guy might have a bad game because his girlfriend broke up with him. Somebody had an argument with their parents, and then they're going to go out there and cost me money. No, thank you. I could tell by the tears. Did you see the cheerleader crying today?
Yeah, that seems like a yearly occurrence, yes.
Yeah, why is she crying? Like, what happened?
The slow cry, yeah.
Yeah, what happened? What is it? And I don't know. It makes me feel soulless to look at her and go, is it that serious? Like, why are you crying? Like, just
you
get
know
over
what?
It.
I got to say, JR, now I feel like we're kindred spirits. I thought it was just me that was soulless and black and heartless. I'm glad to hear that there's somebody else out there that watched the same thing and looked at it and goes, what are we doing here? Like, yeah. They're 20-year-old kids. We'll be all right. We'll recover.
Like, I'm saying to myself, is this the highlight? This probably is. I don't know. I would assume this is the highlight of her life up until now, right? Maybe, probably. She's a cheerleader. She's covering the game or cheering for this on national television. And I don't, was her boyfriend out there? Did he lose? Like, why are you crying?
I mean, I guess. And I maybe because I don't have that same pull to my schools. Maybe that's it. But, like, it is a game. Look, there's times where your team loses and you want to put your head through a wall. Like, I get that. But to stand there and just full tears in the first round of it, no, not for
me. She was boo-hooing like it was a funeral.
Yeah.
Hey, Shep, I got a question. Are Marco and I jerks here? Are we soulless, heartless jerks?
No, I don't think you're soulless, heartless jerks. I think you guys are being a little critical of amateur letting out her emotion, but I don't think you guys are anything but jerks, though.
Well, an amateur. So
if she's a professional cheerleader, then it's...
Yeah, she's like, she's her brain's not even fully developed yet. She 20 years old?
That's an excuse for her to just... I'm just trying to understand why so many tears. Like, it's a basketball game. I'm sure you've seen them lose before.
This is the first... You guys alluded to it. This is the first time and probably the last time she will ever be featured on national television. That's how much this means to everybody.
She didn't know that at that moment.
Oh, they know it. But when you had that Villanova cheerleader cry and she went on... It went viral and it went on the Tonight Show, every cheerleader said, how can I do this and do a repeat act? You guys know that.
So you think she was crying on purpose to get on TV and go viral?
I think there are very talented actors and actresses that also happen to play roles outside of acting, whether it's a cheerleader, whether it's an athlete, and I think that's the case in this instance, yes.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call her an amateur anymore, though.
Yeah, she's a pro. Well, this much we know, she is a professional crier, and I'm here for more tears. I guess I am a jerk. It's fine by me. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yo, we're going to talk about a head coach who is still around, I guess quasi-around. We talked about all the old dudes who are gone. This man been around for a long time. It's Bill Self.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You want to holler at me? 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about March Madness. You just heard the scores or got a lot of the scores from Marco Belletti. We have certainly talked about a lot of the upsets that have already taken place today, the largest of which is Furman beating Virginia 68-67, Princeton upsetting Arizona 59-55. And then right before the break, we talked about something that wasn't a surprise, and that's Duke beating Oral Roberts. The final score there, 74-51. John Shire getting his first victory in March Madness in the tournament. And it's a little bit different to talk about Duke and not reference Coach K. And it's similar. We're going to have to get used to this about Syracuse. There's no Jim Boeheim. We know that Roy Williams is gone. You know, Bob Huggins, he lost earlier today. A lot of the coaches who we've been watching for a long, very long time, these dudes are hanging it up. They're almost gone. And how about this? Bill Self has been coaching the defending champion Jayhawks. He's been coaching at Kansas since 2003, all right? He's gone to four Final Fours, 08, 12, 18, 20, 22. I told you about them smashing Howard and Bill Self. I guess you could say he's the young guy of a lot of the coaches I just mentioned. A, he's still coaching. He is only 60 years old, but he's been unavailable for the past few weeks. Initially, we didn't know what was going on with Bill Self. Found out the reason that he's not playing is because he had an issue with his heart. He had to have two stents put in to help treat him for blocked arteries. And so Norm Roberts was out there holding it down. I want you to hear from Norm Roberts one more time. He just talked about the performance today of Kevin McCullers during the victory where they just smashed Howard. Listen to this.
Everything about how Kevin plays to win. He does all the little things, be it cutting to the basket, be it offensive rebounding, making the extra pass, and then he's a terrific defender. So, you know, Kevin would be, if you put a quote by him, he's a winner. He's a winning player. He makes winning plays all the time, and it's not always making a basket. He makes winning plays.
Yeah, Kevin McCullers finished the day 10 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. And Norm Roberts, I mean, I know he got stressed out coaching at St. John's all those years ago. It sounds like he could take care of himself, too, just a lot of screaming. He also gave an update on Bill Self. Are we going to see him soon? Is he resting? Is he coming back? Is he going to coach against Arkansas in the next game? This is what Norm Roberts had to say.
He's doing good. It's all day-to-day and how he feels and doctors and stuff, but he's doing well. He's been able to spend quite a bit of time with the guys and practice and that type of stuff, so he's doing good.
Man, this ain't easy. You know, I don't know what Bill Self eats. I don't know his family history. This is his own personal business. I do know that he had to have two stents put in to help clear out blockages of his arteries. I wish this man nothing but the best. It's a hard knock life going out there just coaching. Stressful. Trying to find the right food to eat all the time. I guess you got your options, but I mean, it's tough. I don't care if I see Bill Self coach again as long as he's just taken care of. Like, we got all these new coaches that are coming in, guys who are in their 30s, dudes who are in their 40s, coaches that we've seen for the past 20, 30, 40 years are gone. Jim Boeheim was coaching at Syracuse for 47 years. It's almost half a century. Them days are over. Good luck to Kansas in trying to go back-to-back. Nobody's going back-to-back. I mentioned this since the Gators. We're talking about, how about this? Joakim Noah isn't even in the NBA anymore. Corey Brewer is not in the NBA. Al Horford is still in the NBA. He's rebounding, he's passing, he's shooting open threes and playing a little bit of defense. That's the last set of guys who won back-to-back national championships. And their careers in the NBA through college, through the league, have basically come and gone. It's tough going back to back. I wouldn't expect it. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
Hey, boss. I got a question for you. Well, two things. One, in the Chicago market, you come on later. Can you please talk to your producer and have him talk to whoever they got to get these three bozos off. We want
hey,
you.
Whoa,
we
whoa,
want
whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't just stay away from that, Steve.
Whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. So first of all, I love the score, okay? Those are my friends. The people at the score are my friends. So let's be nice here.
All right, well, let's be nice.
Well, let's get Pat. Well, no, let's not be honest. Let's. No. Let's. Well, thank you for the compliment to me. What else you got?
Part two. How can Illinois look like they can make the Final Four during the season and then get bounced in the first round like this?
I don't know. They played an Arkansas team that was ranked ahead of them. I don't know. I wasn't sitting around watching the Fighting Illini, you know, all season long. I was actually more disappointed that we don't get no Sister Jean from Loyola of Chicago because they moved to a different conference. I'm not watching an Illini.
Fair enough. Maybe we'll get Mr. Self back one day.
Well, I think Mr. Self needs to worry about his health. Hey, Steve, I appreciate you. You want to talk to somebody, you hit up the score yourself, okay?
Hey, I got to do what I got to do to get you back on here full time.
Well, thank you, Steve. Go on ahead. Appreciate you.
All right, boss.
All right, bye-bye.
Jerry, you know what's amazing about Bill Self?
What about him?
Did
that he's old?
You know what's fun? Well, in terms of college basketball, he's not that old. Did you ever think there would be a time with all the great names in college basketball?
He'd be the last one standing.
That the only active coach with multiple national championships is Bill Self. He's it. Because remember, they vacated Patino's in 2013. Did you ever think you'd live to see a day when this guy was getting upset with the likes of Bucknell Bison back in 2005, that this guy would have more national championships than anyone left standing?
Yeah, he won that other one in 08 and obviously last year. Well,
he doesn't get his due, JR.
But yeah. Everybody else is gone. So, I mean, can we really be that surprised? Everybody else is gone. And if based on his own health right now, is he going to be sticking around till he's 70?
Well, the answer is probably not. But there is a guy, and I know you alluded to this.
Who is?
Stay around till 80.
Rick Pitino?
Till 80.
Oh, my God. You know what? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into Rick Pitino. And Bill Self, get well soon. Get well soon. There are actually some injuries to actual athletes. We're going to talk about those injuries. Lonzo, Edwin Diaz. We'll get into 80-year-old wannabe Rick Pitino here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.